Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Why is it important to build a more competitive economy?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, that is a good question.
Finance Minister Bill English answering one of several questions from National backbencher Scott Simpson.
Mr. Speaker, in the long run, our incomes depend on the competitiveness of our economy, and those economies that have not paid attention to that, such as Greece, are finding their incomes dropping pretty sharply.
Mr. English then faced questions from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
So the Minister agrees that the Treasury is forecasting that the government's asset sale program would increase the government deficit by $100 million a year, which has to be funded from somewhere, presumably by more debt.
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, what we've said is the Treasury has done an estimate in the BPS.
Budget policy statement.
It's going to do another estimate. And I'd just make the same point again. There's a number of ways of measuring it. In the current environment, less debt is better when you see how toxic debt is around the world.
While Bill English welcomed questions from his own side, Paula Bennett took a dim view of attempts by Labor's Jacinda Ardern to probe the government's welfare reforms.
It'd be quite fair to say that the members' questions don't often make sense, and so I
order,
have to actually
order.
Work my way.
Now, order, I'm on my feet. The Minister will get to her feet and withdraw and apologise for that, because there is absolutely no justification for an answering a question to accuse another member of their questions not making sense, and that is unreasonable. I ask the member to withdraw and apologise.
Withdraw and apologise.
I thank the Minister.
Meanwhile, the Associate Minister for Social Development, Tariana Turia, was the subject of this question for the Prime Minister from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
How can you have confidence in Associate Minister Tariana Turia is working for a brighter future after it emerged today that a trust linked to the mongrel mob and arrest by the Dunedin police has been in receipt of MSD funding through Whānau Ora?
Mr. Peter's question was answered for the Prime Minister by his deputy.
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I understand that as a matter actually before the courts. I might say that over that government's contract with literally thousands of organisations, and occasionally some of those organisations may transgress the law, and if so, they are dealt with appropriately.
Question time was followed by the House giving unanimous support for the government's move to have Jan Wright reappointed as Parliament's Commissioner for the Environment for another term. The Commissioner for the Environment is an officer of Parliament, unlike the Privacy Commissioner, who, as Rhys Lyon reports, appeared before the Justice and Electoral Committee.
Mary Schroff was there as part of the committee's annual financial review of her office. She said the growing use of Facebook raised potential privacy concerns.
Increasingly, employers overseas, and presumably it will catch on here, are demanding access to Facebook pages or even a Facebook password as a condition of proceeding with an application. That one has been reported in the US. We haven't found any evidence of it here, but we certainly have anecdotal evidence that applicants these days will often be asked to give access to their Facebook page.
Marie Schroff explained why this could be a problem to some people.
Well, our survey showed that 11% of people, and I'm sure this one will grow, regret putting information on Facebook, which, you know, is a reasonably significant figure.
The Privacy Commissioner said people were beginning to take charge of their own privacy protections.
And interestingly, our survey reflects that younger people are starting to take more notice of privacy issues and starting to change their privacy settings on Facebook. You know, the number who changed their privacy settings on Facebook in the last went up by 14% in the last 2 years, which is quite significant.
Ms. Schroff said she was the first stop for media and public inquiries about privacy breaches.
We cannot avoid the fact that this is a very high-profile area, and in terms of government or semi-government spokespeople, there really is only me.
Ms. Schroff told the committee what that meant for her office.
The media inevitably come to me for comment on everything to do with privacy, whether it be social networking or whatever. But I would say that we are struggling a bit.
Privacy Commissioner Marie Schroff speaking at the Justice and Electoral Committee's financial review of her office.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.